Wuhan, I know you've just come out with a recording where, of course, you're the pianist for Schubert's Winterreise. But before we get to that, I just want to ask how you're doing and how busy you are, even though you're not having live concerts anymore.
Chris, thank you for asking. I have to say that David and I have never been worked this hard in our life.
Mm-hmm.
Besides canceling, I think at this point, between our own concerts, Chamber Music Society and Music at Menlo and Wolf Trap, I think we're canceling about 200 concerts since March 15. But on top of it, the good news is that we are already over the depressing pandemic slump. Mm-hmm. We are incredibly productive, designed a full seasons for CMS now. Also, through the summertime, we have produced, I don't know, probably through both Menlo and CMS than the previous viewership. So it's an exciting time. I know artists will always conquer this stupid virus. The most important thing for us is to support organization and support all the musicians.
Wuhan, you and David, when I think of you, I think of you not only as great musicians, but also really some pretty wonderful technical geeks. So I imagine that the transition for you may have been easier than it was for other people.
Chris, you have no idea how much more I know since the beginning of March than the last time you saw me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's true. We have both been, you know, forced to learn new tricks and new technologies. Certainly the move to video, increasing our sensitivity to that medium and our discretion, judgment of quality and everything has been a pretty new endeavor for us.
Well, it would also seem in a sense that there's the other challenge, which is that when you go from audio to audio video, one of the jokes that people say sometimes in the radio business is, I have a perfect face for radio. I don't have to think about how I look.
We actually build a little stage. We are living in the 3 acres of woods.
Mm.
And we have a humongous deck outside. It's enough for probably like 50 people. So we actually just built a tiny stage on our back porch. We have been having weekly concerts. We have a group of musicians. We're all in the same pod. And what that means is you are totally restricted on your outing, regularly tested.
Mm-hmm.
And you made a pact with each other. You just really don't take any chances except serving the music. And it's really fun to see the musician come to the house. And we have the fortunate location and the setting. I can open my porch and a porch stage, and my living room goes straight out with my Humber D sitting right there. And we have probably like 12 people, major donors or friends, coming over and watch us perform weekly. That sort of keep our sanity in a way we don't have to worry about no audience.
What a phenomenal thing. You you guys are nothing if not overcomers these days, and I'm really happy to hear that. Well, one of the things that I certainly want to ask you about, I know with Music in Menlo, you always produce like a 9 or 10 CD set, and I play them pretty regularly on my show here in Aspen, just because people know who you are and they know you're connected to Music in Menlo, and the recordings are so fine. And yet, you chose to take one particular recording and actually put it on Artist Led instead of just being the box set, and that's the Schubert Winterreise.
Well, it's a joint release between Artist Led and Music at Menlo, actually. So it's not just purely Artist Led, but Winterreise is probably one of the most important projects for a singer and for a pianist.
Mm-hmm.
I know the music since I was my teenager years, when you have all these hormones rushing around your body. I remember hearing Schubert Lieder was one of the most invigorating and inspiring music I could find. And that's how I fell in love with music. But my problem is every time I start to play, the Winterreise or the Schubert Les Sonatas, I just burst into tears. So I could never perform it when I was young. Now until just last year, I decided it's about time and I would love to go through it. So I picked Nikolai Bochov, this wonderful Russian singer, actually lives in Germany and used to study with Fischer Dieskau. I have to tell you, that was our lifesaver in the first 2 months of the pandemic period. The music itself is so sad, but it's so beautiful. It brings you to another world that you know you don't have to deal with the real problems.
Right.
It's not that Winterreise is not full of problems of the human suffering, but at the same time, you know music will take you to a different level of hope and beauty. So this is our pandemic medicine. And when we finish 2 months and when we started really facing the world of the cancellation of the digital seasoning, and David and I look at each other and say, okay, it's time to release the CD.
And I wanted to say that oftentimes when I think of you, Wuhan, as a pianist, I think of like the way you played in the Britten Piano Concerto, or there's an incredible, you have a lot of ginger in you when you play, and a lot of vigor. And this is an entirely different world that you're entering. And not that I've not heard you play, you know, soft and intimate pieces, but this is 24 movements of slow, incredibly interior pieces. Did you find this to be a special challenge for you as a pianist?
Actually not. I know this piece since I was young. It's a piece I actually, most of the Schubert pieces and Beethoven is the pieces I actually study the most. I do, however, keep them quite private. Like I said, I really broke to pieces. The two performances in Menlo nearly killed me. It's just too emotional and too personal. But, you know, that's life. This is actually where I find I am most at home. The Britten Concertos, or, you know, the Chopin Etudes, the Ballade, those are challenging, those are fun, those are positive. But there is a very sort of a personal and private part of me that lives in this repertoire. Very few people get to see it. David said that, so.
Well, another thing about Winterreise, or any set, especially a set of songs like that, is that it comes with a script. And, you know, it's not like if I play a Bach solo suite, I sit around wondering what was Bach thinking about, you know, when he wrote the Sarabande or whatever. With Schubert, every one of those 24 songs, you know exactly what he was thinking about. He was taking these incredible vignettes that Wilhelm Müller contrived to depict the wandering of this very lost soul. And it is a narrative from beginning to end, where it begins kind of in a state of reasonable reality and ends up, frankly, you know, delusional by the end of the cycle. So there, not only each song has a script, but the whole cycle has a kind of an arc, which is terrifying. But the juxtaposition of the pandemic and absorbing ourselves in this music and the text and everything was kind of eerie. But I think one thing that made the Winterreise project at this troubled time so therapeutic was that it, yes, all around us was despair, but in front of us was this music, which is despair made beautiful and inspiring. And it just sort of shows you what can be done through the human spirit that's like nothing else.
This is also a time when the Black Lives Matter movement has just exploded, and all of the racial hatred, the religious hatred, the ethnic hatred that has been such a huge problem in the United States is also coming to the fore. I wonder if you have any thoughts about that as artists. How has that also impacted you? Just the two of you as human beings, as you see the unfolding of the Black Lives Matter movement and other related movements.
Yes, it's horrendous. It's just horrendous to see the injustice, and it's horrendous to feel the inequality in our society. And it is really our generation of the responsibility to make a difference. It is sort of, we still just should remember music is just so beautiful. I believe music is the place to bring everybody together. Well, no matter what kind of color, skin, age, or economic situation, this is the place has no border. This is a place have no prejudice. This is just a place for all the most beautiful things. Something is higher than mankind that will you know, bring everybody together.
Well, I will tell you, here on Aspen Public Radio, I have chosen to play 100 different pieces of Beethoven over 10 weeks, actually a little bit more than 100 pieces, and that includes all 10 violin sonatas one a week. So I have that sense, you know, and there are many amazing quotes by Beethoven that I've dug up. He was so idealistic and had such high hopes for the brotherhood of man, for our highest potential. And it's in every note that he writes, and it's in the words that he writes in his letters and the things that he says to people. So it's exciting to think of you working on that project.
Yep.
Well, it's also an incredible coincidence that in this time of history where the entire world is challenged by this disease, that we're also simultaneously celebrating the composer who was possibly most physically and emotionally challenged of all the great composers, and that his struggles and his will to overcome his obstacles couldn't come at a better time to be celebrated and remembered. So Beethoven fits right in with where we are right now, with the pandemic, with racial inequality and injustice, with the state that America is in right now and where it has to go. You couldn't find a better composer to represent what needs to be done.
David Finkel, Wu Han, I want to thank you both for your time. I know you're very, very busy people. You're certainly not sitting around eating bonbons and drinking wine all day. So
we're never too busy for you, Chris. It's a great pleasure. And it's wonderful to think of you being in Aspen. It must be very strange to be there without the festival. And it occurs to me that we're talking this year at a much later date than we normally talk during the summer. But yet somehow I feel like if I don't think about it, I still find myself expecting, I'm going to go to Aspen soon.
Yeah. Well, I hope you do, like as in nine months from now.
Well, give
our love
so much
to the place, okay?